Now, amongst my memories of camping holidays to France as a child, of visits to vast temples of shopping called hypermarché, back in early 80s England, these vast mega stores didn't exist. So I was entranced by the vast quantities of food and products from saucissons to surfboards under one gigantic roof. Carrefour, with its red and blue arrows logo, dominated the shopping landscape. 30 years on, although it's still one of the largest hypermarket chains in the world, it slipped down from second to ninth position in the global retailer rankings. Today, the firm said it's launching a transformation plan involving cutting more than 2,000 jobs, setting up new partnerships with internet giant Tencent in China, and revamping its product lines. Here's a taste of their bid to win customers with their online recipes.
Avec 1, 2, 3 frais parté, découvrez mes recettes de saison en seulement 14 minutes. Rendez-vous sur carrefour.fr.
Well, that was one of Carrefour's adverts featuring Jean Humbert, who's a celebrity chef. Well, Carrefour isn't the only big European supermarket chain which is struggling amid online competition. In the UK, Sainsbury's and Tesco have also announced job losses running into the thousands this week. I spoke to Jérôme Gayet, who's president of BDC France, a digital retail consulting firm. He told me Carrefour, as its name suggests, is at a crossroads. It's innovate and push online or lose more market share.
Carrefour is number one in France. Leclerc is now the leader of the market. We can notice that Carrefour has lost ground in the last 6 or 7 years because of a lack of vision. They have reinvested in the hypermarkets, but French consumers are now no more very interested in purchasing their grocery in the hypermarkets, and they tend to prefer either online shopping, drive.
Is that like click and collect?
Yes, exactly.
Why hasn't Carrefour been able to keep up with these trends?
The top management was not the right one. The last CEO was not interested at all in the online business. And we see that now online is moving very fast because of Amazon Fresh in France, but because also of Monoprix.
So do you think we'll see the closure of many of these big hypermarché across France?
Maybe not the closure, but the reduction of the surface. You know, and Casino has done a very good job on that because they have welcomed in their malls, reducing the hypermarket surface. They have welcomed big traffic drivers like Primark or Uniqlo, big fashion retailers. And that has been a very smart move.
How significant is this deal with the internet giant Tencent in China?
Carrefour is only number four in China. They are losing ground and they had two possibilities, either to sell the business or to find a partnership like Auchan a few weeks ago announced a major partnership with Alibaba. Tencent is a major digital player in China competing directly with Alibaba, and they can bring their online know-how, they can bring their huge 1 billion customer database to Carrefour. The grocery online market in China is far more advanced than in Europe, even in the UK. If you are not digital-minded, you are dead on the Chinese market today.
When it says it's revamping its product line, what types of products do you think it will include or discard?
The question here is to reduce headquarter cost because they will cut 20% of their headquarter manpower. They want to invest more than 5 billion euro the next 3 years online. Also, they want to open 2,000 small local Carrefour Express stores.
Tesco and Sainsbury's, two big supermarket chains here in the UK, have also announced significant job cuts today. Do you think they're experiencing the same problems as Carrefour?
I think Tesco and Sainsbury are more advanced than Carrefour on the online business. So only, to my knowledge, one very successful retailer, Ocado, in the UK, has managed to be a fast-growing company and at the same time profitable. And now they are selling their know-how all over the world. And this kind of tech retailer, I call them the tech retailer, are investing a lot in technology, creating value around technology, making them successful not only on the domestic market, but also selling their know-how to other offline retailers like Monoprix in France, for example.
And that was Jérôme Guéhier, who's president of BDC France. To Detroit now, long recognised as the historic